And then the other thing we do is we try to tie it into a function that we do every day. And so we're going to tie this into the movement of turning. So let's see, let's start out by seeing how you turn. So just standing there with your feet, you know, about hip width apart, and just turn a little bit one way and just notice how easily you can turn one way and then come back to the middle and turn the other way. And notice, you know, when you're turning, what's involved? Is it just your head and neck? Are your shoulders getting involved at all? How about your hips? Do you notice anything, any other movement? And just check to see how far you can go comfortably. And maybe you want to mark it, like turn to the right and then see how far you can go comfortably. And comfortably means not like torquing yourself. You know, stop before you kind of give that extra push to look. Just mark and see how far you can go comfortably to the right and then to the left. And then stop in the middle and then go ahead and turn right again and notice, see if you can narrow in on yourself and notice which part of you is initiating that movement when you turn to the right. Is it your head? Do you find that your pelvis initiates that movement? Can you feel your feet engaging with the floor at all to initiate that movement? Okay, and then now compare it to the left. What initiates the movement going to the left? A lot of times you'll see that it's a different part that starts the movement when you go the other way. So when you have a clear, and then go back to the right and see what the right does, and then go to the left and see what the left does. Okay, and then when you have a kind of a clear picture of that, then go ahead and come down and lie on your mats. And make yourself comfortable. See if you need to put a towel or a pillow or something underneath your head to support it. You want to have your head in alignment with your spine. Okay, so if it's dipping way back, that tells you you might need a little something back there. Or if you have something back there, you could tell if it's too much if you find your head is looking too far towards your feet. And then you might, if you feel comfortable removing your glasses, maybe you want to do that because the glasses tend to focus the vision to the front of your eyes. And if you take them off, then maybe you'll get a chance to explore a little bit more peripheral vision. Okay, great. So as you're lying there, just notice how you're engaging with the floor. You know, when you were standing and I asked you what your contact was with your feet when you were turning, you still have contact with the floor. Now this time you have it more with your whole self. And how are you making contact? Just notice how much of your back is in contact with the floor. And now if you were going to roll to sit up, which we're not going to do, just consider what would be the first movement you would do if you were going to roll to sit up? What would press into the floor? Okay, so we don't realize it, but we really need the floor to move in any way all the time. A lot of times we think we're this independent machine, but the floor really gives us an opportunity to push off of to help us get to different places. So if you were going to get up right now, where would you start to press into the floor? Would it be somewhere in your back, your arms, your feet? How would you use the floor? Okay. And then let that imagination go. And now bring yourself into sensing yourself lying on the floor again, and just get a sense of the length of your legs, the length of your arms? Can you sense the length of your spine from your tailbone to your head? Can you feel your head resting on the floor? What point that is that rests on the floor? And then let your head turn a little bit to one side, roll one side on that point, and then let it roll to the other side. And just see how your head's rolling today. Don't force it any more than it can go. You know, we're just starting out noticing. And then let it come back to rest in the middle. And then see if you can get a sense of your whole rib basket. Okay. And how your ribs attach in the back of your spine and they come around to the front and attach to your sternum. What's your sense of your rib basket? Sometimes we don't think of that as a 3D space with space in between our front and our back. And then bring your awareness to your face and see, you know, can you see if you're holding any tension there? Can you let that go? How about your jaw? Is your mouth tight up close, or is it slacked a little bit? How about your eyes in your eye sockets? Okay, now that you have, when you bring your awareness to these different parts, then the brain starts to ignite the neurons and starts to bring them more into your conscious awareness that we don't think about a lot. So we're going to be moving your eyes quite a bit. And if you have any problems with dizziness or vertigo, be real careful with your eye movements, because if you overdo them and do them a lot, it could flare up some of that stuff. So you don't have to do everything I say, and you can take rest whenever you need to. This is all about your own personal learning experience and discovering for yourself. Okay. All right. So go ahead and bend your knees now and stand your feet. And so your feet are probably about hip width apart. And you want to place them in a position where they're going to be up there for a while. So you want to move your feet around a little closer, a little further away, to put them in a place where they can pretty much stand up there by themselves without using a lot of effort. And then now bring your awareness back up to your face, in particular your jaw, and then just gently open your jaw a little bit, you know, not as wide like you're yawning, but just let's test out to see how that jaw hinge is working today. So just open it a little bit and let it close, and then open a little bit more and let it close, just to see how it opens and closes. Paying attention, does it feel like when you open it, it opens straight down, or does it kind of veer off, your lower jaw veer off to the right or to the left a little bit? Okay, and then let your mouth close, but not tight, you know, just kind of let it slack a little bit so there's a little bit of space between your teeth. And from that position, you're going to make this a real small movement. So when I say small, it's probably about a quarter of an inch, okay? Because your jaw doesn't move like your arm or your leg moves with that amount of bandwidth. So just take with your jaw slightly open, you want to take your jaw to the right a little bit and then bring it back to the middle. Okay, so remember, real small, quarter of an inch, just to see how your lower jawbone can slide to the right and then come back to the middle. Okay, and then when it comes back to the middle, you want to let it totally stop and rest there before you do it again. So it's not a repetitive thing. It's more of a, oh, okay, I notice that when I move. And then when I come back, what can I notice this next time? Is it smooth? Does it go straight over to the right, or does it dip down or go up? Okay, and then once you got a sense of how the jaw goes to the right, come back to the middle, and then just take your jaw over to the left a little bit and back to the middle. And how is it on this side? Is it different? I noticed by doing a lot of dental work lately, and my bite and jaw, I've been noticing that my jaw is different going to that side, and that's the side I had a bunch of dental work done. So it just starts to show you how different surgeries or different patterns can really affect your whole system. Okay, and then come back to the middle, and then just once or twice, go take your jaw to the right, just to kind of even it out again. And also to see, compare it a little bit more. And then let that go and just rest. And you can rest with your legs up or anytime, or if that's uncomfortable, you can lengthen your legs, roll onto your side. A rest really means a break, mentally and physically. Even though it doesn't seem like we're doing a lot, your nervous system's working hard by paying attention to these subtle movements. Okay, bend your knees again and stand your feet. And now you're going to bring your awareness to your knees, okay? So put your feet in a good position where they can stand there. And you're just going to take your right knee out to the right a little bit and let it come back to the middle. And you don't need to let it go as far as it can go to stretch way out to the right. You're going to be combining this movement with the jaw. So it's going to see if you can make it a little smaller. And just start to slowly warm up those hip joints. So the right knee goes out to the right, it comes back to the middle, it rests before you do it again. And then you start to expand your awareness from your knee, from your hip joint, to see what's happening with your foot when you take your right knee out to the side. Do you notice that it kind of tilts a little bit more and goes to the outside edge? And then bringing your awareness back to your pelvis, do you notice that maybe your weight shifts a little bit when you take your knee out to the side? So just this simple movement, when we start paying attention, we see how connected we are and how everything participates when we do something. Okay, and then stop the movement of your leg, and we're going to combine your right knee going out to the right, and your jaw, what we did before, is going to go to the right as well, okay? So now be careful, because you know that your leg can go, your knee can go way out to the right, but your jaw can't go out as far. So you're wanting to coordinate those two so that they are working in concert together, okay? So maybe you need to make the movement of your knee a little smaller to make sure one is not going much further than the other. And what that does is it starts to make that connection from your knee and maybe even your foot all the way up to your jaw. Okay? So keeping it small, see if you can sense almost this connection coming up through you, up through your knee, through your pelvis, through your spine, to your jaw. And they both go to the right, and they both come back to the middle. Can you do this movement without interrupting your breath? Okay, and then pause in the middle, come back to the middle, and if you want, you can lengthen your leg or you can keep your feet standing while you rest. And then bend your right knee again, or both knees actually, stand both feet. And this time you're going to take your right knee, still working with the right leg only, and you're going to tilt your the knee to the left. Okay, so you're going to bring it in across your body. So just your right knee goes to the left, and then it comes back to the middle. And then the left, and back to the middle. See what's happening with your foot when you take it inside. Is the are you switching the edges of your feet? Can you feel the weight shifting in your pelvis? Okay, now you're going to add the jaw. So with your mouth slightly open, as you take your knee to the left, your jaw goes, slides a little bit over to the left. And then it comes back. They both come back to the middle. Go slowly. Sense the connection. Can you sense, can you coordinate those two so they feel like almost one movement? Are you breathing? Can you maybe you breathe out when you do the movement and breathe in when you come back to the middle? Be gentle, go slow. Good. And then come back to the middle. And now we're going to do, take your knee, both your right knee goes right and left now. Okay. So in and out. And then your jaw goes along. Okay. So as you take your knee out to the right, you slide your jaw to the right a little bit. When you go to the left, your jaw goes to the left. So we're connecting the jaw with distal parts of yourself so that your organization of your jaw starts to become more fluid because the rest of you is working together with it. Remember to keep the jaw movement small, only about 1/4 inch. Okay, and then pause in the middle and rest for a minute with your legs standing. So now we're going to do some opposition of movement. So as your knee goes in and out, your jaw is going to go in the opposite direction of your knee. So as you take your knee to the right, your jaw is going to go to the left. They both come back to the middle. Your knee goes to the left, your jaw goes to the right. They both come back to the middle. And then just keep going in this, go slow so that your nervous system has a chance to coordinate this different sort of movement now. Keep your breathing even. Nice. Good. And then now come back to the middle. And then just do one or two of back to letting the jaw and the knee go in the same direction. So they both go to the right, and then they both go to the left. And just see how smooth that is after we disrupted the pattern. And then let that go and lengthen your legs and take a rest. And then as you're resting, sense how you're contacting the floor now. Are some of your muscles starting to kind of drop and let the floor support you a little more. Bend your knees and stand your feet again. And let's see how the left leg does with the same movements. So find that comfortable place to where to put your feet so you don't have to work hard to keep your knees up there. And then take your left knee out to the left and go ahead and start to bring your jaw into it right away. So jaw and knee both go to the left. They come back to the middle. Keep it small. See if you can sense the connection between the knee and your jaw, coordinating it so they start to feel like one movement. Notice the places in between the knee and the jaw that need to kind of wake up and get involved a little bit. Notice when you take your jaw, if there's anything going on with your head. If your head wants to participate or move in any way or be engaged. And then come back to the middle. And now you're going to let's go to the right a little bit. So take your left knee to the right, goes across your body and your jaw to the right. And come back. Do that a couple of times, getting your knee going in, jaw going right. Okay. Noticing your breath. And then now pause in the middle, and we're going to go back to the left. And this time we're going to add your eyes. Okay. So your eyes can be open or closed. So as you take your knee to the left and your jaw to the left, have your eyes look left. And then everything comes back to the center, your eyes, your jaw, your knee. All three of those go to the left again. Okay, keep it small because you're coordinating small muscles, big muscles, and you're all just trying to create this simple movement of this gentle little turn to the left. One's not working any harder than the other or going any further. Your breathing will help you keep that coordinating. Okay, good. And come back to the middle and just take a rest. When you're resting, all those new synapses that have been firing by paying attention to all this are just needing to replenish now. And those are the same synapses we use when we're learning something new, you know, and that could be studying something or learning a new task. That's what's working. That's what's generating, regenerating. Okay, and then we're going to still work with the left knee, and this time we're going to take the left knee into the right, go across you to the right, your jaw goes to the right, your eyes go to the right, and then come back to the middle. Maybe you inhale when you come back to the middle, and you exhale as you go out to the right. See how smooth you can make it, how coordinated you can get these three pieces to work together. Okay, the next time you come back to the middle, take your knee, eyes, and jaw to the left, and then go back and forth between left and right. Nice. It's beautiful. I can see these lovely subtle movements happening in your torso. All right, and then pause in the middle. Rest for a few moments. We're going to do one more piece to this. I'm going to have you mix it up a little bit. So you're going to be taking your knees and your jaw to the left as your eyes go to the right. Okay, so this is where you want to be real careful with your eyes. And if you do tend to get a little woozy, then just do one or two, or don't do this piece. Okay, so knees and jaw go to the left, eyes are looking right, they all come back to the middle, and then knees and jaw go to the right and eyes go to the left. So take your time with it, make it small until you can coordinate that. Okay, now we're really getting your brain to work hard to coordinate this. And this is where you start opening yourselves up to different ways of moving and breaking habits. Okay, keep breathing. And then pause in the middle. And then just do one or two left and right, keeping everything coordinated together. So the knees, the jaw, and the eyes, they all go left, and then they all go right. Just a couple of times to kind of get back into that groove. And then stop that and lengthen your legs out and take a nice long rest. Check in to see if anything has been feeling uncomfortable with that, and so you know to make some adjustments, either to go slower or smaller. And if you're ready to continue, bend your knees and stand your feet again. And we're just going to work with the right knee. So the right knee is going to go left and right, and we're going to add the eyes with the right knee. Okay, so the jaw, your eyes, and your knee all go right, just your right knee, and then they all go left. And just a couple of times and see how the eyes like to work with just the right leg. And is it different on this side? Does it feel smoother, or does your brain have to work harder on this side? Or maybe it's easier than the other side. It's just interesting. If you have some kind of issue with either one of those parts, how it could affect that whole movement. And what I like about this work is that instead of keep trying to get that one part to behave itself, you can affect it by working with something that works a little easier for you. Okay, and then stop that. Keep your knees bent. We're going to let go of the jaw and the eyes for a while, give them a break, and just go ahead and tilt both knees to the left and to the right. Just see how that is. Notice how your feet engage with that, how your weight shifts with that. And start to notice how that movement might start to travel up your spine. And if it did go all the way to your head, what would your head be doing? Can you let your head go roll to the right when your knees go to the right? Can you facilitate that your head going, following your knees. So as your knees go left, your head rolls left. As your knees go right, your head goes right. Can you feel the connection on all the spots in between those two places? How that moves through your whole self? Okay, and then pause in the middle. And now, of course, we're going to mix it up a little bit. And as your knees go right, your head goes left. They both come back to the middle. Knees go left, head goes right. Can you do this in a way that it doesn't inhibit your breathing? Notice what your jaw is doing when you're doing this. Okay, and then pause in the middle. Take a rest, either with your legs up or down. Maybe you need to roll on your side if you're getting tired of lying on your back. And bend your knees again. Stand your feet if you're not already. And you're going to continue with that, knees going left and right. And your head is going to roll the same direction as your knees again. But now, of course, we're going to mix it up with doing something a little different with your eyes. Okay, so as your knees and head go to the left, your eyes are just going to look a little bit over to the right. Okay, and then they all come back to the middle. And then when you take your knees and your head to the right, your eyes look a little bit over to the left. Okay, your eyes are real small muscles, so keep it small, which means you might need to make your leg movements a little smaller. And now you're separating your eyes from your head, which is unusual. We really don't do that, so take care. Good. And then now just a couple of times, take everything all together. So let your eyes, head, and knees all go to the right, and eyes, head, and knees go to the left, just to kind of get them back in that groove. And then pause in the middle. And now this time, you're going to do something different with your eyes. So you're going to open your eyes and you're going to look at a fixed point on the ceiling. Okay. And you're going to keep them looking at that point on the ceiling while you take your knees and your head to the right. And then you're going to take your knees and head to the left, still keeping your eyes looking on the ceiling. Okay. So your movement is probably going to be smaller because your head can't move that far without your eyes. So be careful that your knees don't decide to take it too far. And go back and forth like that. And just keep your eyes soft. Keep your breathing soft. Notice how your eyes kind of like go to the corners. As you do that, they kind of roll into the corners. Okay, and now what would happen if you kept your jaw facing the ceiling as well? Okay, so that same movement, your head and knees still want to go back and forth, but now your eyes and your jaw are fixed, looking straight ahead. Okay, so just notice what needs to engage or what different is happening with that movement in yourself. Okay, Good. And now just let everything go. So rock back and forth a little bit and just let everything go right and left. Okay. And close your eyes and see if you can now, without even making your head, eyes, jaw act separately, just rocking back and forth, notice what your head, eyes, and jaw are doing. Are they just kind of floating and going with the movement? Are they wanting to hold out someplace? Can you let it all go and just rock back and forth? Nice. All right. Let that go and go ahead and just stretch your legs out and take a rest. Sense how your contact with the floor might be changing. And then just take a few minutes to just simply listen to your breath as it comes and goes. Okay, so coming in through your nose, where does it go? Comes down through the back of your throat, into your chest. Maybe you feel it filling out your belly. So don't force it, just follow it. Notice how your breath is, how it comes in, how it goes out. And we really don't pay a lot of attention to our chest and how it moves when we breathe. And so now we're gonna work a little bit with wakening up that sense of our chest and see how that participates in this turning movement. So we're gonna do that first by doing a little tactile feeling of the bones and of your chest. So take your right arm and you want to bring it to your chest and your sternum in the middle, your breastbone, and just allow your fingertips to sense the bones underneath your skin. You don't have to press real hard. Just see if you can turn on the sensors in your fingers and feel how the ribs connect into your breastbone in front. And then follow, like take one or two ribs and with your fingers and follow, trace those ribs all the way around to see how far you can go around to your side. And you know they go all the way to your spine and back, but just feel comfortably how far you can reach around. And then see if you can feel other ribs as well. Switch the ribs and trace them from as far as you could feel around to the left to back to your breastbone. And then you might even come up and feel your collarbone and the ribs come right underneath. Feel the rib underneath your collarbone and trace that around and see if you can feel it go all the way around underneath your armpit. Okay. And then trace the collarbone. Feel it, how it goes out to your shoulder. And maybe if you can reach over your shoulder, maybe you can even start to feel the top of your scapula or your scapula back there. Okay. And then if you come back underneath your armpit, you might even feel your scapula back from this side. And some parts may be a little tender, but you're just kind of getting this 3D feeling of what this wonderful mechanism that protects your lungs and your ribs actually help in your movement when you're turning. And then go ahead and let that arm rest and then take your left arm and explore the right side of yourself in the same way. Tracing the ribs from your breastbone out to your sides, under your armpit, and your lungs come all the way up there, that your ribs are actually underneath your collarbone, around under your armpit. You could feel how the collarbone goes out to the shoulder and then around the back. You could feel your scapula. Feel that scapula from underneath your armpit. Feel how that comes around that way, sits on top of your ribs. Nice. Okay, good. And now you're going to take both your arms and you're going to cross one arm over your chest and you're going to kind of reach to the outside of the other arm and then take your other arm and cross that over. And so it's kind of like you're giving yourself a hug. And maybe your hands are on the upper part of your arms, almost close to your shoulders. Okay, and so now from there, you're going to make a small movement of rocking yourself side to side. Okay, so you're going to use your hands to kind of pull you and go to one side. So your right arm kind of helps you get to the left, and your left hand helps you get to the right. Just this gentle movement of rocking side to side, using your arms and your elbows to help. And then engage your feet to help as well. Okay, so maybe you're pushing with your right foot a little bit to roll to the left. And then maybe you're pushing with your left foot to roll to the right. So this is a small, gentle rocking, kind of feeling your ribs pressing into the floor, massaging your back. Okay. And then now there's a second way to use your feet. So instead of pushing with your feet, see if you can keep your connection with your feet, but this time you want to roll away from your feet. So as you're rolling to the right, it's like your left foot is kind of pulling into you. So like you're moving yourself away from your foot. Okay. Instead of pushing into the floor, the force is coming up into your body. And see if that gets you over to the left and right. Okay. So it's a different feeling. And you can go back to pushing to see what that feels like. And then go into this movement of kind of pulling a little bit to roll you left and right. The opposite foot. Okay. All right. And now there's a third way you can assist in this rolling. And you can, so pause for a minute. And then what you're going to do is keep your arms there if it's comfortable. Maybe put your arms down and take a rest for a second. And I'll explain it to you while you're resting. So it's a sense of think about your left foot and you're going to pull your left heel towards your butt, okay? So it doesn't move, but you get this sense of it drawing on the floor, like pulling in towards you, okay? All right, now cross your arms again. And you're going to pull your left foot towards you as you turn to the left. Okay, it's different. We're not going opposite now. Pull your right foot towards you as it takes you to the right. Okay, so notice how that engages different parts of your back and your ribs. And let yourself roll left and right. Okay, so now you have these three different ways that you can use your feet and legs to help you roll. Remember, one of them is just to push, to rock you side to side. The other one is to pull you, rocking you side to side. And then the third one is to draw your foot towards you to go to the same side. Okay. All are kind of engaging your ribs and the floor in different ways. All right, good. And bring your arms down and rest, and you can extend your legs. Okay, and then bend your knees and stand your feet again, and cross your arms over, and this time switch. So you normally crossed them probably the same way that you did the first time. So switch them. So the other arm's on top. And now this time you're going to still do the same thing, rolling side to side, but now you're going to use your shoulders more. So you're going to lift your left shoulder forward to roll to the right. Okay, and then come back to the middle. And then you're going to lift your right shoulder forward to roll to the left. Okay, so get the sense so that the movement is coming from underneath you, right? So instead of the shoulder doing the work, feel like some that the movement, it comes out from your back, from behind. And then sense how your ribs are pressing. So as you're coming up, your right shoulder is lifting. Feel how your left ribs are pressing into the floor. And then when your left shoulder lifts, feel how your right ribs are pressing into the floor. So just notice how this engages you, invites you to find areas of your back to help with the movement versus your feet. Still have a sense of your feet connected to the floor though. Okay, but feel how maybe the upper back gets more involved in this movement. Notice the feet can be inactive part of the movement. They can, you know, push or they could pull towards you. Find out which way to use your feet feels really, really helps make that movement the most enjoyable for yourself. Nice. Okay, and then take a rest, bring your arms down. See what your contact is like. Are you starting to feel more of your back in contact with the floor? How about your ribs? Do you have a heightened sense of your ribs now? And bend your legs, stand your feet. Cross your arms in a hug position. And it doesn't matter, you know, whatever way feels good to you. And now this time, when you roll side to side, you're going to be extending your arm out along the floor. So as you roll to your right, slide your left hand on the floor to your right. So it's going to let go of your arm or your shoulder, and it's going to slide along the floor, and then you're going to come back. Do it a couple times till you get the groove of this to the right first. Okay, so roll to the right, use your feet in any way that's helpful to you, and lengthen your arm out and reach across the floor. So stretch that left arm, the palm gets down to the floor and slides on the floor. And then come back. And do the right a couple times till you get that feeling going. That's it. Good. And then once you have that going, go to the left a couple of times. So as you roll to the left, the right arm lets go of your body and your palm slides on the floor. Yeah, and go back and forth like that a couple of times. Keep it gentle, keep it small. It should feel good in your upper back. Let your head, notice how your head is going and rolling with it. Keep your breathing going. And now imagine when you're doing this that someone has a hold of your fingertips. And when your arm slides out to the side, feel like someone is gently pulling your fingertips out. Maybe you had this feeling when someone gave you a massage once. Another person is pulling your arm instead of you sliding it. And see if that's a different sensation. arms pretty much hugged in that to that hug position, so that you're not like reaching way out with your arms. You're using your feet and your back to roll you, and then your arm is resting real heavy on your body. Yeah, there you go. Okay, and then take a rest. And you can rest with your feet standing, because we're going to do one more piece to this. Okay, cross your arms in the hug position again. And you're going to still rock back and forth, and you're going to, you know, extend your arm out. But this time, when you extend your arm out, feel like you're pushing something. So instead of reaching, you're going to be pushing with your arm. Like maybe there's a sack of potatoes there or something. So when you roll to the right, your left arm is engaging to push something away from you. Okay. And then when you roll to the left, your right arm is pushing whatever that is. All right. And feel the difference between pushing something and then what you did before. And what has to engage for you to push? Can you use your feet and rolling in your torso to help your arm push something? So if you can think about even extending this movement when we're done into something you might be pushing around your house, like a vacuum cleaner or something, and how you can use this whole turning movement and your feet to help you. Great. All right. Let that go. Take one last rest and check in on the floor. And just take a minute now to listen to see the way the breath comes into you now. Now that we've woken up and brought our touch and attention to our ribs and our chest, see how the breath comes into that area now. See if you feel more breath in your back. Notice how much your back contacts the floor now than when you first lie down. And now, before you come up to sitting, think about, just pay attention to how you use the floor now. Okay, how can you use the floor to make it easier to come up to sitting? Can you sense your ribs more? Do you use your feet in contact with the floor? Good. And then come all the way up to stand. Take your time. Bring that inner awareness, that inner sensing with you. See if you can keep your focus inside a little longer. This is an important bridge to being on the floor and being in the real world. So keep your awareness inside. And then when you are standing with your feet about hip width apart, let's go back to that reference movement of turning to look one way and then turning to look the other way. Okay, and notice how that is now. Are you looking further around? Are you feeling more coordinated? How about what's leading the movement? Did that change at all from side to side? Do you feel more of your whole self, your hips, your knees, your feet? And then walk around a little bit. And as you're walking around, let's go back to your eyes and let your eyes, maybe you need to put your glasses on, I don't know. But if not, look around as you're walking and just let your eyes expand in this your peripheral vision.